And then I don't want to go, like, I know, like, us as humans, we have short attention spans. It is what it is. And so I put into consideration when I'm vlogging, and there's obviously, I want to get every little thing. I want to get me walking there. I want to get me paying. I want to get everything. But I'm like, all right, let's get the important stuff.
Anybody there?
All right. Well, welcome, guys, to yet another episode of the Dad High Chronicles. My name is Ed. Guys, I'm very excited because I have someone who is gets to do what I want to do, is go to a lot of minor league and major league ballparks and try out food for a living, which is, that's pretty cool. So, Valerie, how are you today? You know, you go by City Food Girl, but how are you? You know, how is your day going? Tell me.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm doing great so far. It's Friday. It's officially the Friday before the first week of spring training.
Yes.
I am so excited. So all day I've just been like mentally preparing myself for the next month. So like, it's good because it's like, I have a lot to look forward to, but then at the same time, I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go. There's no turning back.
This is it. Finally, it's our season, right? Like, everybody's like, we're making fun of, like, you know, oh, all these minor leagues are ready. You know, baseball teams are ready. It's like, now is our turn. Yeah. It really is our turn. Yeah. This is our season now. We're ready for this. All right. So let's start a little bit, give you a little bit of background, you know, as to why baseball, all that fun stuff. Like, why did you fall in love with the game of baseball, right? Because it could have been any other, you know, you could have been, you. The good thing about your handle is Stadium Food Girl, you can football, hockey, anything, right? But why baseball?
Yeah. So my first sporting event ever was a baseball game. I'm from Arlington. I grew up in Arlington. I just moved to Las Vegas. This will be 6 years this year. Mm-hmm. But I grew up in Arlington, and I remember we were not introduced to baseball until I was 11 years old. I'll be 30 this year. So I remember my first Rangers baseball game, and it was actually not really even like a plan. I used to go home with one of my childhood friends, and they would watch me until my mother would get off work. She'd pick me up, whatever. Well, that specific day, they had tickets for the game. Oh. And my mom was supposed to pick me up before they went to the game. My mother had to work late and there was no one else to watch me. So they were like, we'll just buy you a ticket and you just come with us. And I was so like uncomfortable. Like, I was in my like school clothes. I knew nothing about baseball. Like, I just like, I was going to just hold on to like my friend the entire time, like hold on to her arm. Like, I knew I was going to be so bored. Like, I was 11. I cared about like the newest Bratz doll, Barbie Playhouse. Like, that was my thing.
Yeah.
And so I remember when we went, and the first, you know, walking through that center field tunnel, hearing Chuck Morgan's voice, I obviously didn't know who was talking, where this loud microphone voice was coming from. But like, I remember thinking to myself, like, I don't need to hold on to her arm because this is so cool. And This is it, right?
Like, I mean, this is our thing. We got it. Heavens gates open and everything.
Yeah, and it smelled so good. I remember the food smelled so good. I was like, how do we get in line for this food? And then I don't remember exactly who the player was. I do remember, though, that it was a Rangers versus Mariners game. I remember seeing Richie Sexton's name up on the screen board. I remember seeing like Rod Barajas. Like, I was like, I have no idea who, I don't know why. Like, I still remember like these details. I mean, I love the sports. That's probably why, but like, and then seeing like that home run. And then anytime the Rangers hit a home run, the fireworks go off. So I remember like cheering and not knowing why, not knowing what just happened. And then I go home and I tell my family about it. And then they're like, all right. And my dad grew up playing baseball, but I guess like we literally showed no desire for sports. Like, so he was like, okay, bet. Like, my daughters, he has three girls. And so he's like, okay, bet. Like, my daughters are about to be sports fans. Like,
you're like, yes. He's like, awesome.
Yes. Cause I don't have brothers and I'm the oldest of three. So like, I'm 11. The other one's 9. The other one's 5 at the time. So it's like, he's definitely not thinking that we're into sports, but that one game changed everything. And the best moments of my childhood, like, we all have like that one like favorite part of our childhood, and mine is Rangers baseball. And so it just stuck with me.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, I have a 5-year-old, and she does gymnastics and swimming. But deep down, as a father, right? You're like, I'm proud that you like those things. But like, can you like baseball too? You know, so I'm still holding hope. You know that she'll like. Yeah, I'm gonna hold up hope because. There's days where she goes like, and I'm watching sports. She goes like, Daddy, you watching sports again? Oh. So, but we'll see. She's fine, right? I mean, she's all into Barbie and all of this other stuff. So
we'll... Living proof that it can happen.
There it is. Exactly. So, all right. So you're a Rangers fan. You always will be no matter what. That's your team right there, huh?
Yeah, but I do follow baseball. I mean, I love like following sport. I'm in Vegas. So like when the Rangers aren't on, we have like the MLB like pack.
Oh, the iPad?
Yeah. The thing that sucks though is because we live in Vegas, we're blacked out from 5 different teams.
Isn't it awesome?
It's so horrible. Good. Yeah. Like I'm like, so when the A's move here, are we gonna get the A's, Dodgers, Padres, D-backs back? Like it sucks.
So that's the issue, right? Because not only you have those teams that are blacked out, but you also have the other teams that you can't watch either. Yeah. So it multiplies itself, and that's my biggest issue with baseball right now.
Yeah, so in essence, it's 10 teams.
Yep.
The 5 that we can't see plus the other 5 that they're playing that day.
That's not fun. That's not fun for anybody. And you pay, like, you're like me. I pay for the MLB package because, like, I'm, you know, a Cleveland fan, you know, always been, and I'm in North Carolina, and it's like, you know, like, I'm glad that I'm able to see it, but if they play, for example, they play Atlanta, can't watch it. But you know what I mean? Or Washington, can't watch it. So
no issue with the minor league package, though. I'm MLB TV, so no issue with that, thank God.
Thank God. But if you use on the MLB, right, they only give you, like, your favorite team. They only give you their minor league system.
Yeah.
So that's the one negative. So we'll see. But, I mean, I'm holding out hope that eventually things will change. We'll see how this goes, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so let me ask you, you know, right, because you got a pretty – big following on Instagram, but why, like, give me the story behind as you why you decided, you know, one on the name, on doing the food and all that, right? Because first of all, I think it's awesome, but you know, why did you decide to do that?
Yeah, so the idea to do something on social media related to sports was born maybe like in 2016. I knew I wanted to do something on YouTube or social media, but I didn't know what, but I knew I wanted it to be with sports. So I remember I was in Los Angeles at the time. It was July of 2016, and I was at my cousin's house. He's pretty like tech savvy, and his name is Omar. So I was like, hey Omar, I want to do something on YouTube. You know I love sports, and I know that you're good at technology. Help me out. And he was like, okay, come up with the name first. And I was like, 818 Sports, Cali Sports. And he was like, you don't even live here. Like, why do you want to call it that? And I was like, I don't know. I have no idea. So I put the idea to rest. I was like, I know I wanted to be there. Like, I know what I want to do, but I can't even come up with the name. So I'm going to just forget about it. Couple of years later, I'm at a Rockies game with my father and my sisters for Father's Day, Rangers Rockies. And they're like walking around doing their own thing. And for me, I was just like, I'll catch you guys at the seats. I'm going to go look at the food. Mm-hmm. And we kind of like grew up with like the nosebleed tickets. Like,
you know, best tickets.
Yeah, that's kind of, but best memories, you know? And so there was, even though I had grown up at that stadium, there was so much I had not seen because security and you can't go like certain part. I mean, you can, but like, I was always too afraid. So finally, one time I was like, man, like, I wonder what's on this part of the stadium, like the part by home plate, the part that I could never go to, that I could never afford to sit at. And I remember seeing this 2-foot-long hot dog and this glass window and like these big, big food items on the grill. And I'm like, wow, like, you have to be like of a certain like financial status to like have these tickets, but at least like I at least want to see what's here, you know, like, so I'm gonna see what's here. Better yet, I'm gonna show everyone what's here. Stadiums do not have, like, I love Yelp and I love like looking at menus online. Sometimes I'll be on like a restaurant's website at like midnight when I can't sleep deciding what I would get, but you can't do that with stadiums. So, and that was on my mind for so long. I was like, what do people do when they want to go to a game and they're only there for one night. And but they also want to see what foods there are and stuff. So I remember thinking, like, I know I still want to do something on YouTube. It's been on my mind. And I know I love food. And what if I tie that in with sports? Like, can that still be a thing? And I'm like, okay, well, stadium food girl, like just stadium food. And then a girl, like, why did I overthink that for so long? 2 years at the time.
We do that to ourselves, don't we?
Yeah, I was so excited. I feel like I had discovered water or something. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to call Omar and let him know, like, we have a name for the channel. And so, yeah, I was so excited. And my first video, it was just a video of me eating nachos. I had no idea what I wanted, like how to do it, voiceover, no voiceover, how to edit it, if I wanted one thing, if I wanted to show everything. So that took some time, but I think I've found like a good flow. I like, you know, how they come out. People like how they come out. And the best part is that I've gotten feedback on, like, it's really helped people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's fun. As long as, you know, as long as one person gets an idea of what to do with one night at the stadium, that's all it takes for me.
So I'm going to ask you more about creating content and all that, because I'm very intrigued, you know, because everybody does it different, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody does their on their phone and all that. I mean, this thing is attached to me 24/7 now, yeah. Right? Like, I mean, that's how it is nowadays. But we're going to touch on that in a little bit here. So your first food item here was nachos.
My first, well, the video, I actually don't have it because I felt so silly. I still have it, and I should upload it like as like a where I first started kind of thing. I'm
oh, 100% you should. Oh,
yeah, I'm going to be like, this is how it started. And yeah, that's cool. So yeah, my first video is the helmet nachos from the Ranger Stadium. And yeah. But I didn't post it. Now my first video is one at the Aviators, the Las Vegas Aviators, and it's so awkward because I'm saying a lot.
Oh, I say and all the time.
So I'm saying, my fiance Ricardo, he told me to keep it. He was like, no, just keep it so you can look back. And so I'm saying every 10 seconds. I don't even have food in the video. Like I just have alcohol. And so like I think it was like a tester video.
Cheers to that.
Yes, it was a vodka tonic. And so, or like three, but yeah, so that's like the first video I have. And sometimes I do watch it just to see how far I've come.
I was just going to say, do you watch your own like videos? You go back and you're like, my God, this is where I started. And look at me now, you know?
Yeah, sometimes I do cringe. Like I'll be like, oh, that's so painful to watch, but it's fun.
We all start somewhere, right? Yeah. No, yeah. I follow this group from Think Media, right? Sean Cannell. Uh-huh. And he that's what he talks about, right? His very first video that he ever made. I saw it. I cringe for him. It was bad, right? But now this guy, he lives in Vegas. He, you know, he has a whole thing in Vegas and everything. And he's like a gazillionaire, right? Like, I mean, so that's where he started. Like, you know, we all start somewhere. So I like the fact that you kept your very first video. You should definitely post it. I'll
let you know. I'll have a few drinks this weekend and then I'll post it.
There you go. I like it. I just got to throw back a couple and then go from there.
With confidence.
I like it. So, but let me ask you this. You said it was the stadium nachos. Do you still have the helmet nacho? The helmet?
I don't think I do. No. That makes me sad to think about. I think my dad has it.
Dad, send it to me right now.
Yeah. And put it in. We have like a little like sports area in our room and I'm going to like display it.
That's awesome.
In the corner in our room. Yeah.
I was like, this is where I started right here. This video. Yeah. That's awesome.
I do have the jersey that I wore that day for sure. So.
So obviously, you know, and I don't know if you've seen it, but like I'm a collector of hats. I have a lot of hats.
Yeah.
So do you collect anything as well? Because every time I'm seeing you on the videos, it's a different hat, jerseys and stuff like that. Do you collect all of that stuff?
I do a new jersey every time I go to a stadium. And I like to get them blank because I like to get Stadium Food Girl on the back. So I have a few Stadium Food Girl jerseys. There's some that I need to go back and get them done. I do a hat from every stadium. I do a pin from every stadium, and then I do a souvenir cup from every stadium.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My wife told me to throw away the souvenir cups. I had a lot of them. Yeah, it was a lot, though. No. It was like, but the problem is I didn't display them, right? They're all like all on top of each other in the corner. So it's like, okay, that's a hoarding.
We always tell people, if you want water, you can use the fine china. Don't use the souvenir cups.
Joe Toon never said, that's my stuff. Leave it alone. Yeah. That's more important than the fine china.
Yeah.
So you actually do wait to go to the actual stadium and then get the hat and the jersey and get the pin.
And let me tell you, it's hard. I remember the Frisco Rough Riders, which is the Rangers AA, they dropped their Copa de la Diversión.
Oh, sí, claro.
Oh my gosh. They dropped the most beautiful logo, and I love cheese. I will eat cheese anything. Cheese chocolate, cheese pickles, cheese burgers, cheese anything. And they dropped a cheese logo, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can either order it right now or make it more special and just get it when I get there. And it's hard. There is another hat that I really want to order. Portland Sea Dogs, which is the Red Sox AA. They're the main Whoopie Pies.
Yes.
The Whoopie Pies. I love chocolate too. So I'm like, oh, don't order it. Just go to Portland and just get it there. But
I have a lot of Copa hats. A lot of Copa hats. Yeah.
I have a couple of Copa hats too.
So I will be remiss if I didn't say this, because I will get killed by my friends if I don't say this. I'll say this, but don't kill me. Okay. The Copa brand for the Rough Riders, not a fan.
No.
Not a fan. I'm sorry. I know it's Teddy. I love the whole Teddy thing. I have a couple of their Teddy hats. I do. I really do. It's their Copa. I tried. I was like, let me look at a different angle. And I'm like, I can't do it.
Oh, it's so cute. It's my favorite one. And then the Sugarland.
The Sugarland for the Space Cowboys.
Yeah, I forgot what it is, but it's like the candy, the dulce de something. Dulce de Sugarland, I guess, maybe. Yeah.
I'm a huge, as a Hispanic man, right? Like I'm big on the Copa. Yeah. Big on the Copa. So that's my favorite. I love that. I just subscribed to your YouTube channel, right, as we speak. So
I need to upload more videos on there. I need to. It's just so much easier on TikTok and Instagram. I do everything on my phone. My editing is on my phone. Voiceovers are on my phone. So it's like YouTube is like, I'm not going to open my laptop and do that.
So let's talk about that, because that's something that I find very interesting, right? You know, now that I've been doing more content. And you're right. I am huge on the phone. I personally, when I do a lot of my videos, I use CapCut.
Me too.
Okay, good. All right. So you use CapCut. It's so much easier, isn't it?
Well, actually, I just started using CapCut. I use VideoShop, but I'm trying to get away, but it's so easy for me.
Because you're used to it.
Yeah.
CapCut has been, my cousin was the one who turned me to it. He's a photographer down in Puerto Rico. And he goes like, I'm telling you, if you want your life to be a whole lot easier and you want to just edit it and do it on your phone, that's the one you got to use. And I was like, okay, so let me try it. Have not looked back since I've started doing that. So much easier. Because it uses AI, right? For the captions and all that stuff. The overlays. So it's pretty cool stuff. And I enjoy it a lot. I do. So.
Yeah, CapCut's good. I like it.
Let me ask you then. When you're going to your ballpark, right? What's your process? I want to hear about your process of you're getting to the ballpark. We're not recording yet, but like, I'm sure you're looking at that. What do you do? Walk me through your process.
Yeah. So my process is pretty much recording from beginning to end, whether I've been there or not. I want to make it, and my videos are no long. If I'm there for the first time, I hate when my videos are like, nothing will ever be more than 10 minutes. Like if it's going to be 10 minutes long, it's got to be because I'm there 2 days in a row and I'm taking my time showing everything. But like, for example, like the Aviators, quick and easy, 3 minutes. Usually I get there, I turn on my camera and I show like what the view is like from the parking lot. I want to give like the most like POV experience in my videos. Like I really want you to feel like you are there. Like this is your view. So I'll do I'll have my phone from left to right, show the outside of the stadium, walk in, get like a quick 3-second video of them scanning the ticket. I'll do like an aerial shot of like the outfield, or if I'm coming in from behind home plate, then I'll do like a home plate shot from left to right. And then I don't want to go like, I know like us as humans, we have short attention spans. It is what it is. And so I take that into consideration when I'm vlogging. And there's obviously, I want to get every little thing. I want to get me walking there. I want to get me paying. I want to get everything. But I'm like, all right, let's get the important stuff. The important stuff for me is, for me, so after I get those shots, like when I'm three steps away from the concession stand, like, so like I'm almost in line, then making it, if they're making it in front of you, and then me grabbing it from the cashier, the food. And then I take some stadiums are okay with you taking your tripod. The Aviators is not. So I just find like a place to stand my phone, usually behind my souvenir cup, and I'll put it in like selfie mode, record, and I'll just like record like my first 3-4 bites, like the best part, right? And then stop record, give my phone a break, and then hit record again, maybe like when I'm like in the middle of it, just so people can see what it's like really enjoying it. Turn it off, and then one more time when I'm about to finish. So that's like for sure. I like to show like if there's a fireworks, like from a home run, like what the game experience is like, but not too much, right? Because I don't want to steer away from the food and make it like a game day vlog.
Right.
But I like to show like, oh, there's fireworks when they hit a home run, or like the mascot race and stuff. Like
the fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah. 2-3, like 15-20 seconds of that at most. And then I always end my video with a thumbs up if the home team wins, or a thumbs down if the home team loses.
I like it. Giving your own flair to it, your own personal touch.
Yeah. Even if it's like the Rangers at the Yankees, if the Yankees won, I always do like a thumbs up.
Because it's the home team.
Yeah. And I always try to wear the hat and jersey of the home. I will always wear the hat and jersey of the home team if it's my first time there. You know, so like, let's say it's like Yankees, Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. I'll do Yankees. Maybe I won't do a Yankees hat. I really want a Rail Riders hat. So I'll probably do like a minor league team hat.
I like it.
Because owning a Yankees hat will be so hard for me, but Yankee Stadium
is very sacrilegious.
Yeah.
Do it.
But I would love to collaborate with the Yankees one day. So I hope like they.
Oh, yeah. 100%. But as a fan of Cleveland, right? Like, I mean, I couldn't just be like, yo, all I like, you know, I like the Yankees. No, you know.
So Stadium Food Girl has taught me to be less biased. Do it for the vlog. Do it for the vlog. And it's fun. It's fun. And plus, I get to collect more hats.
Oh, my God. That's the problem.
Yeah.
For major league teams, I have to go there and buy the hat, right? Yeah. Buy a dad hat there. That's what I do. Minor leagues, that's a different story, right? Like, I'm like, all right, let's go online. Let's do my Wheel of Dad Hats with my daughter and all that. And, you know, that's fine.
Wait, your Wheel of what?
I do what it's called, my Wheel of Dad Hats. It's random wheels. I put 10 different names every week.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, yep. And then me and my daughter, she hits the button and we pick it.
Look, I would spin that wheel until it hits every team at least once. So I couldn't do that. I'd be like, oh, I didn't like that one. And then
that's the problem. Right now, all of the ones that I have on the wheel are all Copa brands.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's an addiction. It really is.
So, I get it. I have a drawer. I want to do what a lot of you hat collectors do and put them on the wall. But like, I have a minor league drawer, I have a National League drawer, and I have an American League drawer.
Interesting.
So, but I want to display my hats, but yeah.
It's a lot. How many hats do you have?
Oh gosh. I probably have not as much as y'all. I probably have like 50 to 60.
That's a good amount.
Yeah, but it's also I've got like a random couple NBA teams, couple hockey.
So do I.
Football and so.
Yeah, yeah, I got a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, I'm with you. Like, I just got random stuff as well. NBA, Life is Good. You know, a couple of those. Life is good.
I have a Lucky Brand hat. So yeah. Random stuff.
Yeah, exactly. How many jerseys do you have?
Oh my gosh. So this is funny that you say that. I was out on Saturday with one of my best friends for the Super Bowl celebrations here in Vegas. And we were with a couple of her friends, and she was like, you guys have to see her closet. She has a jersey closet. So we have a coat closet, but since we don't need coats in Vegas, we have all of our jerseys in there. So jerseys, I want to say, gosh, maybe 40 to 50.
Wow.
Yeah, but again, it's football, basketball. I have a couple hockey, minor league hockey too, you know. And so,
You do branch out and do other sports as well when you go in as well, because I've seen that you've done a couple of other sports as well.
Yeah, like when I'm doing basketball and hockey, for example, I'll do hashtag arena food girl, but I like stadium food girl so much more. So I'm not going to change my name, but.
No, absolutely. No, sure. Just like this for me, it's like that had, you know, I like fitteds. I wear fitteds here and there, but it's mostly, you know, like you wear the New Era 920s or 47 brand cleanups.
Metal buckle on the back for life.
Yes, 100%. It's adjustable for life. Because I tell people, I was like, yo, with your fitted, you pay 40, 50 bucks for it. And if you do this to it, you know, it's destroyed. For those, the ones that we wear, nope, it's good to go still.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right, so do you do your own editing right away? Or do you wait a day? How do you, what's that looking like?
I usually do it the day after. But sometimes it's hard because, like, for example, last summer I did 8 stadiums in 2 weeks. And so, like, I had 8 videos waiting for me to do when I came home to Vegas.
Wow.
So it probably took me like a good month and a half to get all 8 videos. And a lot of the times, though, it sucks because, like, a lot of the times I am collaborating with these teams. And so I do hope that, you know, they know that I want to get these videos out as quick as possible. And they're like never mean about it. I just feel bad.
Yeah. 100%. Now, when you're collaborating with them, do you reach out to them? Hey, listen, I'm going to be going there on this day. Would it be okay? Is that your process when you do that? Or have some of them reached out to you?
So it's half and half. I reach out to the chefs and I'm literally like, look, I'm coming to shoot. What was one that I reached out to? The Red Sox, for example. I reached out to the Red Sox and I was like, hey, I'm coming out for one day. I've never been to the East Coast. Give me your best recommendations. And I showed them why I would love to know, like, and why I want to feature their best foods. And I throw in my handle and I'm like, you can check out my work. Like, this is what I do. I really would just love to know because I don't want to go there and not.
Yeah.
Get what people should know about. What's your best seller? What's your new item? And a lot of the times they'll respond back with like, here's our list. Let us know when you're here. We'll take care of you. And it's so fun. The Red Sox, for example, did oh my God, they took such good care of us. They put us up in a suite. So I vlogged the suite experience, the clam chowder, their
macaroni. Wow.
It was so good. But then there's another example, like the Royals or Aramark, which is like their food catering company. And one of the guys reached out to me and he was like, hey, let us know when you're here. And I was like, oh, heck yeah. So I did something with the Royals last year and I'm going out again in May with the same group of people to do another sweet vlog. And so
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that ballpark. That's a beautiful ballpark, you know, in Kansas City.
I'm sad that they're probably going to go away from it.
Yeah. I saw the new renderings and all that. So have you hit North Carolina yet?
No, but I want to go to a Wood Ducks game so bad. I mean, I feel like the East Coast, especially the Carolinas, are like minor league headquarters. There's so many teams, minor league teams. And oh my gosh, I want to go so bad.
Well, so I'll let you know, like the May 25th and, you know, for Cumberland Media, we're having 3 days that we're going to be doing the Holly Springs Salamanders, Durham Bulls, and the Carolina Mudcats.
The Mudcats. Yes, they're one of the.
No. Yeah. And they're leaving next year from where they're at in Zebulon to Wilson, North Carolina. So they're leaving.
Oh, so
you might want to also get to the Woodchucks, the
Going with the Wood Ducks.
The Wood Ducks because they're also leaving.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I know this.
See,
those would have to be so far from me.
Yeah, exactly. So I get it. I understand. So, but yeah, I'm just putting that out there. But I wanted to give you a little something as well. I want to let you know something that I use as well because of some areas don't like to, you know, the tripods and all that, right? Uh-huh. It's one of these.
What is that?
This is called a pocket tripod.
Okay, game changer
right here. So check this out, right? So, and then I just put my phone and it's just
okay, send me the Amazon link.
Will do, because it was and that's exactly why I got it, because there's some certain ballparks, like I was just in Miami for their Caribbean baseball series.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't allow you to bring the tripod and all that, so
wow.
This is what I use.
Wow, it looks like a wallet, like a cool...
It goes in my wallet, actually.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Wow. Okay, I'm excited. Game changer. I need that Amazon link.
it's awesome. It really is, so...
I hope you guys enjoy that episode with Valerie. Now, this is part one. Now, you guys got to tune in next week as we finish our conversation into, Stadium Food Girl. That's it, guys. I mean, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to talk about. All right. All right. Couple of pieces of news and information regarding Kirkfriend Media before I give you guys the dad joke of the episode. Really quick. One. May 24th, 25th, and 26th, we're going to be here in North Carolina. It is going to be our Kirkfriend Media meetup. Okay, we're going to be visiting the Holly Springs Salamanders, the Carolina Mudcats, as well as the Durham Bulls. So we're going to be visiting three teams. So come out, hang out with us, drink some beer, eat some hot dogs, and meet some cool people, and then leave with some friends. And then I also want to make sure that you guys are following the Dad Hat Chronicles on my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, even Threads. Okay, it's new. We're there. So come and hang out with us. And then check out the Dad Hat Chronicles sports show every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. All right. I got all that out of the way. So here's the dad joke of the episode. And here it is. Do you want to hear a joke about paper? Never mind. It's terrible. All right. I'll see myself out. And until then, guys, keep grinding and always support the minor leagues. See ya.
This podcast is part of the Curved Brim Media Network. Here are some of the other members of Curved Brim Media.
Hi, this is Kelly Robinson, the minor league nerd. My YouTube channel explores the history of minor league baseball teams. More than just stats, we delve into team lineage, sharing stories from current franchises to obscure one-year wonders.
I'm Paul Caputo, and on the Baseball by Design podcast, I talk to minor league baseball teams, designers, and other super interesting people about what these minor league baseball logos mean, and I talk a little bit about ice cream helmets.
What's up, Bucketheads? I'm Anna DiTomaso, and each week on the Baseball Bucket List podcast, I speak with a different fan about their favorite baseball memories, what the game means to them, and what's left to check off on their baseball bucket list.
Hey everyone, it's Eric from the great state of Kansas.
This is Johnny from the New Orleans Baby Cakes Memorial Museum.
And we are the Earn Fun Average Podcast,
where we talk to a variety of guests about their love of baseball and have fun doing it.
America, lower your standards.
Average is what we do best.
This is Patrick.
And Corey.
Of BaseballMapper.com. And we have made an interactive map to help highlight all baseball teams from the majors down to collegiate summer leagues.
We want to bring you closer to baseball. So get on the site and find a team near you today.
Hey guys, this is Patrick Larson from the Minor League Baseball Hat History Series. And in every episode, I go through the history of minor league teams through my personal collection of hats. You can find me on Twitter at @PatLarson1. I hope you guys enjoy.
Learn more about Kirkfriend Media at kirkfriendmedia.com.